simply because you don't think the way they do. Every other person, out of every other person in the world, your partner, your life mate, should be the one that you can count on to let you think your own thoughts and accept you for being who you are. Every word of criticism from the toxic personality is not heard, validated, defended, or accepted. And this one takes practice. And again, I recommend that when you are going through this, that you seek consultation or counseling of some type or another, because you will need a support system. If you have been in a relationship like this for so very long, you definitely will need a support system. This takes practice. Practice, practice. Do not allow criticism to be heard or consider. Shut it off. Now, if you are criticized, first you have to consider, do I respect this person? Do you respect this person? If you've been wrong, then you need to admit you're wrong. This person needs to admit that they were wrong, if they're wrong, but not if they're not. But the question is, do you respect this person? The second question, and extremely important, do I believe this person has my best interests at heart without any desire to control me? Very important, people. Do you believe that a person that tells you that you're no good, that you're any kind of bad name out there, that you're stupid, or you don't know what you're talking about, or you're fat, or you're ugly, or whatever they come up with, or you're a skinny, scrawny person of no consequence, do you believe they have your best interests at heart? Or are those words a vain attempt to control you? If you answer kind of like a yeah to both questions, you need to ponder what's going on here. If you respect this person and you believe that they have your best interest at heart and don't decide or desire to control you, then listen. But if the answer is no, then do not listen to a single word of criticism. Plug your ears, walk away, sing a song, do anything other than listen to criticism. You cannot listen to it. It will tear you down. Oh, I understand we have a caller tonight. Excellent. Hello?
Hello, Andrea. This is the father of the California girl. And I want to thank you very, very much for you helping her out. That was the best advice that was ever given.
Oh, thank you.
And hopefully
I will tell you this. I'm so glad to meet you. I'm so very glad to meet you. I've heard a lot about you.
She's a wonderful,
wonderful person, and I want to tell you that it was a long, hard road, but she deserves so much more than what she had.
Absolutely.
And believe me, she has now, and I tell you, sir, I cannot be happier. I cannot be happier. Well, thank you so much, because this person is a soulmate.
Well, thank you kindly. She's a wonderful girl.
Well, yes, I believe that she is a wonderful, wonderful person who deserves the greatest relationship. And I happen to know that she has one of the greatest relationships on the planet right now. In fact,
yes.
I compare her partner to my partner many times. The attitudes and the caring is so similar. I was speaking with her pardon me?
That is so true. That is so true. And like I've always told Stacy, nobody gives you the reputation, you earn it.
That's
and
right. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. And one thing the other relationship didn't have was any compromise. It was always me.
Oh, yeah, I know. I bet you're relating to everything that we were saying tonight, aren't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what prompted my call to you, dear.
Oh, thank you so much.
And this is the very first time that I've ever called a radio show in my life. And I'm pushing
it. Very first time.
Very first.
Oh, well, thank you.
Only because
thank you for
my
calling.
Daughter was so happy.
Oh, yeah.
And she thinks highly of you. Okay,
can
I'll
you
let
see
you get your other callers, but I wanted to get that message to you.
Well, thank you so very much, and I'm glad to know that you're going to be able to go home and relax again now, because I'll tell you the truth, I felt the same way when I was visiting in Florida.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
At least I can come back to North Carolina and feel secure now. What changes have you seen in her?
Well, I know that's how it's going to be, because now if she's okay, I'm okay. And that's just
right
the end
on.
Of my life. And
I am so glad you called.
Oh, I just couldn't leave not talking with you.
Well, thank you. I am so glad that you did, because I wanted to meet you. I was so sorry I didn't get to meet you when I was down there.
Well, our savings, of course. But hopefully we will meet in person.
I hope so. I'm sure that in the future.
Yeah,
well, I'm sure in the future we'll meet.
Uh-huh. Well, we will. I live in the Orlando area. My daughter lives down in the Melbourne area. So you're not that far away. So
no.
Florida, I'll make it a point to come see you.
I would love it. I would absolutely love it. It would be great for me.
You'll see how happy she is in comparison to what you left her.
Oh, yeah. Well, when I left, the happiness was just beginning, and I left with a sigh of relief.
Absolutely. People got to understand, when you have a second family, you have to accept the baggage that comes with it.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's
what he neglected to do.
Mm-hmm.
And just a control. He was a control freak.
He was one of the worst. He fit all 11 of these toxic partner definitions. All 11
absolutely.
Of them he fit.
Oh, absolutely.
The only thing he didn't do.
I don't fit in one of those.
Yeah.
Well, I'll let you get back to your other callers, dear, and I want to thank you again.
You're very welcome, and thank you for calling. I appreciate it very much.
You have a nice day, and you stay well.
Thank you.
Okay?
You too. All right.
Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye. Well, that was very nice. That was in case I know that they were close to the computer and everything, and there's a time delay, so it got kind of screwy there. But this was a client of mine that I'm very close with, and that was her father who had been calling to say thanks for working with her and for getting her out of the negative or relationship that she was in. I didn't get her out. She got herself out. All I did was stand there as her sounding board and as a support mechanism to get out. And I tell you the truth, I have seen this beautiful California girl, ladies and gentlemen, that I've known for years. I saw her go from a gorgeous, confident, competent woman into a sick, no self-esteem, completely downtrodden, and physically sick person. She manifested so much illness in her life, and it was getting worse and worse and worse, and was affecting the rest of her family. And with a snap of a finger, she changed her life. She had to make a decision. And when she made the decision, her life changed and her health instantly improved. And this is what toxic relationships can do to you, people. They can steal your health. They can break down your adrenal glands. They can absolutely ruin your health. They can cause heart problems. All of these things, and they destroy your children also. And this is a young woman who was having great difficulty in many areas, and a very young woman, and it destroys children also. If you think that you're helping your children, ladies and gentlemen, staying in a toxic, verbally and physically abusive relationship, you're wrong. Because, number one, what is going to happen here is your children, your girl children, are going to see mom remain in a relationship that doesn't respect her and fall into these patterns continually, and they're going to think this is the way life is. The sons are going to see mom being abused and insulted, and they're going to grow up thinking that's the way men act, and that's what women should be treated like. You're not doing your children a service at all, remaining in a toxic and abusive relationship. I have seen children of my clients go from terrible emotional states to being happy and well-adjusted in a very short period of time because they got out of a toxic relationship. And metaphysically, the universe abhors a void. And when you are ready, the universe, if you have worked on things and don't fall into patterns, the universe will send you what you need in a soulmate and relationship. Very, very important. Now, as I was saying earlier, don't raise your voice to people when we're talking to the partner. If you really feel without any physical violence in the relationship and you want to save it, you must speak calmly. Do not speak with anger and do not raise your voice. You don't engage with verbal battles because you won't win. I guarantee you, you won't win. These people are experienced. These issues are not negotiable. No bargain can be reached. No compromise will suffice for them. So you must not engage. They may tell you that you're too thin-skinned, too sensitive, or get the chip off your shoulder, or get a personality, or get a sense of humor, or it's you, you've changed, you're not nice, you're not fun anymore. Remember, this is not about you. This is about them. You don't have to tolerate any degrading criticisms in the name of fun or jest or anything. A non-toxic partner would recognize this request as fair and reasonable. A toxic partner will rebel, and that's when the red flags go up. Ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, we're about at the end of our time. In fact, we're running a little bit over. Unless I have another caller, I would like to tell you that next week I am going to have my first guest, and he is a very, very, very special person in my life. He is an advanced clinical certified hypnotherapist, a past life regressionist, and he's going to be my guest. And he hasn't told me everything yet that we're going to talk about, but I can guarantee you it'll be on relationships, and it'll be on manifestation, and probably about soulmates. And this man is doing a lot of research currently in the area of past lives, of course, and also an interesting area called parallel lives. So make sure that you tune in next week, and you can reach me at the email at 1hourwithandra@gmail.com. And I'll take your comments, your suggestions, anything that you would like to hear about, any comments that you would have to make. I'd gladly accept them. If you wish to make an appointment to discuss things in private, we can do that. Anything that you like. But as I said, tonight is time to close, and I certainly hope that you all out there who needed this tonight will take these words to heart. And again, this week I'm going to end with a desiderata. Go placidly amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others. Even the dull and ignorant, they too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter. But always, there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It's a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love. For in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly to the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune. But do not distress yourself with imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive Him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace with your soul, with all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams. It is still a beautiful world. Be cheerful. Strive to be happy.
She's a little bit crazy.